It's time now to Get Going Crash It, a show that keeps you up to date on what's happened and happening around the Crash It area. Hosted by Adam Vibber and Wes Wicks. Let's tune in and get going Crash It.
Welcome to the show. Hopefully you guys are finding this show in a good time of the day. Maybe it's 2 in the morning.
Could be 2 o'clock in the morning.
So that handsome voice is our co-host, Wes Wicks. Michelle Pitts, will you please say hello?
Hello, everybody.
Well, welcome, guys. We want to run you through a little bit about what this show is going to be about and what to expect from it. So you're going to see three amateurs put together our best effort at a podcast. We've come together in the discussion and saw maybe there was a need for a good positive message a couple times a month coming out to the community and what is all things Crash It. So things that are happening, events. We're hoping to get some interviews on the show from time to time and showcase them and maybe even open it up in the future to some questions ahead of time for those interviews that we're going to bring on. So looking forward to doing our best for you, Crash It County. And yeah, let's get going, Crash It. So Wes, why don't we introduce you and to those, I mean, who doesn't know you, obviously, but for maybe the slight chance that somebody does not know you, tell us about yourself, sir.
Tell us about myself. Well, and I just want to reiterate, you know, us sitting here coming together, the whole just opportunity we have to speak positively of what's happening in our community and so in our county. I'm so happy to be sitting here and excited about what this is going to bring for us. You know, I'm homegrown right here in Crash It County myself. Love this area. Great place to live and raise a family. Happily married, 3 kids, and doing what I love. Out of Central Michigan Youth for Christ, serving middle school and high school students to the best of our ability. And just an exciting time, I think, for all of us in this area as things are coming together and great things are happening. And this is going to be an opportunity for us to kind of engage in all of that and bring it all together and just send out a positive message. So happy to be sitting here and looking forward to what's ahead for this and for everybody and the journey that's coming. So that's a little bit about me. And
it's not the destination. It's always the journey,
it's
right?
It's the journey, Adam. Yeah. Absolutely. And we're on it.
Absolutely. Michelle Pitts, our producer extraordinaire, who is nervously sitting behind this microphone.
Hello, Crash It County. I'm Michelle Pitts. I'm the City of Alma Commissioner, and I'm also excited about sending out positive vibes to the county. Our county is a great country county, and we have a lot of activities going on that we are excited to share with all of you. And if you do have something that you would like us to talk about, please get in contact with us. Like us on our Facebook page and spread the news to all your friends. And we have exciting things happening in Crash It County.
Well, thanks, guys.
What about you, Adam?
Like you, born and raised in Alma, been around it my whole life. I currently live south Crash It County right now and do real estate. I try to sell a few houses and just do what I can do to just make this community a positive place, whether it's helping people move into the community, helping them move within the community, and just doing everything in between to kind of tug the line, so to speak. Like you guys, I'm really looking forward to this platform to share any information that we can in a positive light. And yeah, just get some information out there that is out there. Just maybe kind of condense it into this show and try to get that out in another format. So, and like you guys hit on, we're going to do our best. I don't know. I think, Wes, you've done, are we in the hundreds of podcasts that you've done, or is this your first one?
This would be numero uno. Yeah.
Numero
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
okay.
This is it.
Perfect.
Yeah. How about you?
Michelle's the same way, and I've, you know. So anyway.
Whatever
so,
you got to do.
So I'm the trained, I'm the trained professional.
You're
here.
The trained professional.
So
absolutely.
You guys are in good hands, is what I'm trying to say. So, no, we're just looking forward to having a great time. Hopefully you guys have a great time with us when you're listening to this. That's really all it's meant to be. It's just a couple people that really care about the area and want to see the area do really well. Just want to do our part to kind of push that message. So
absolutely.
We don't have a speaker today, being the first one. We really just wanted to get the first one under the belt and just share some information and have you guys kind of get to know us a little bit as an audience. But we do have some events coming up. It is a wonderful time of the year.
The most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, well, my birthday isn't right now, but close second.
I'm going to say it's the most.
Well, perfect.
You know,
Wes, why don't you talk about what we have going on in Elma?
Sure. Well, December 13th, the annual Come Home to Elma. It's going to be a great day, great event for all of those here locally, and of course the lighted parade that goes right downtown, and entries I think are still being taken for that parade. One of the things I'd like to highlight with it and is the Christmas tree decorating that takes place. And I know
December, is that a contest?
It's a contest.
Yeah.
And there's, if you go to the Come Home to Elma Facebook page, you can get all the information there. I think the deadline for that is December 7th. Sarah Bonacci, I could reach out to her. She's kind of heading that part up, and there's some information there for her contact information. But great opportunity to kind of showcase your business or your organization, decorate a tree, and everybody's going to vote that night on the best-looking tree. So a lot of cool things happening, fire pits, hot chocolate, just all the Christmas feels, and cash prize winners, you name it, they're doing it. December 13th, Come Home to Elma.
Good deal. That is phenomenal. Ithaca, Michelle Pitts, you got some stuff that's happening over there.
Ithaca is having a chili cook-off. Their Ithaca Hometown Christmas is December 6th, and they are having, at 4 p.m., a story hour at the Thompson Home Library. And then they are also having the Christmas carolers at 5:30 at the Heartstone Oven Restaurant. That night, they are also offering a chili cook-off at the 407 Food and Spirits. Drop off chili between 5 and 5:30. And then the parade is at 6 p.m., where following the parade, you can meet Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus and the reindeer at the community center. So that's a fun night in Ithaca.
Pretty cool there. Ashley, I don't know, have you guys ever been to the Ashley
Yes.
Country Christmas that they put on over there?
Yes, it's very fun. Santa Claus welcomes all the visitors on the train that come into town. He waves them all in.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those of you who haven't, and you really should if you haven't, in December, Saturday and Sundays, they have two Polar Expresses that come through, once at 11 a.m. and then again at 6 p.m. It normally goes on for about 2 hours-ish during those times. So unofficially 11 to 1, unofficially 6 to 8, but they have lots going on there. I mean, it's meeting Santa, it's getting pictures next to the Polar Express that's in town, which is quite the experience just on its own. Carnival kind of activities going on. They have a buffet set up, just a bunch of stuff to do. Normally petting zoo with the reindeer and different things like that. And it really is cool, and to have something that close, horse-driven carriage ride through the town. Right. You can sing some carols. I mean, again, I can't sing. I've been told that.
Right.
I've also been told I have the face for radio, but
they have hundreds of volunteers from the whole county that come together for the weekends from November through December. So it's quite magical if you can go. It doesn't matter your age. You can be 48 and enjoy it. It's fun. You don't have to be a kid to have fun down there and see all the excitement. It turns into a Christmas village town.
It's like being at the North Pole, pretty much. You know,
yes. It really is. I mean, really they have warm, is. They have warming fires kind of throughout the town, and just different activities. Several trees. They even give out the first present of Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, a lucky kid gets randomly drawn, and they get the first present. Santa comes out and delivers that. They kind of really make it just really feel nice and home. I mean, country Christmas is kind of an understatement, I would think, there.
So. Yeah, it's a good time.
Good deal. So what do we got going on over in Breckenridge?
Breckenridge, they have their parade at 5 p.m. on Monday, December 2nd. Lineup for the parade is at 5:45.
4:45.
I'm sorry, 4:45.
4:45 lineup and conclude at 5:30. Well, they have some other events heading downtown while that's going on, other businesses. And so get downtown Breckenridge and light up your vehicle, business car, whatever it is. And
perfect.
Get down there.
And that's December 2nd. So depending on when you're listening to this, that may have come and gone. But we're hoping that this caught you in time. And I realize that some of these dates are coming up on us here. But
coming quick.
St. Louis, they have all sorts of stuff going on, and that is Thursday, December 5th. They have, a Christmas parade, 6 p.m. in downtown. 6:30 is visiting with Santa and Mrs. Claus. Community open house going on during that same time with pulled pork, cookies. That's at 201 North Mill Street. Yep,
free.
That is free, yep, while supplies last there. Some other activities going on at different businesses downtown there. And then Saturday, they're on December 7th, they also have a library open house, and that's from 10:30 to 1:30. And, you know, Christmas thing, craft project for all ages. So, I mean, if you're struggling with that gift to get me, Wes, I mean, you might want to swing by Saturday, December 7th, and make me a nice craft.
I already got it.
Oh, all right.
Done deal.
Can't wait to see what I got this year.
better than last year, I promise.
Jumping back to Alma, we do have the Jingle Bell Run that you can take on December 14th. If people in the county would like to run, that's your opportunity to get in your 5K that morning.
Absolutely. So
I will have already had mine in, of course. So
well, you wake up and run 15, 20. I mean,
That's a stretch. Oh, but
push it a little bit.
You know, those folks who are running that morning, it's a cold morning. So kudos to them on that 5K, and it's a great opportunity again to help support the things.
Yeah, I was wondering, like running with that cold air and your warm breath and how that all works out. You can tell I'm not a runner, so I don't know how that works out. But for those
who are a runner, it works out. So that's good. You just gotta run.
And the costumes are outstanding.
Okay, so they dress up?
They dress up, yeah.
Like battery, LED lights, you know, hats. I mean, what's...
There's a lot of tulle.
What's the crazy?
There's a lot of jingle bells. There's a lot of antlers, couple Santas, couple Grinches.
Does anybody have, and this is maybe more Halloween, but I think it's a flow into this time, they have that costume that you put it on and it makes it look like an elf is carrying you. Has that made an appearance?
I have not seen that.
All right, well, this is just maybe a challenge then for somebody that's going to run in this to maybe find that costume and then wear it. It's an elf, and it's like a suit. You know, you put it on, it makes the lower part of you look like it's an elf carrying you.
Right.
I think it would just be fun.
Absolutely. So, I'd walk in it. For sure.
Well, that's a challenge.
That's a challenge. So challenges out there. It's been issued.
You're up and going. So we have a United Way holiday gala December 5th at the newly restored Opera House in downtown Alma. And I'm just pulling that up here really quick. The president of Alma College, Jeff Abernethy, is inviting you guys all to that. Tickets, again, to be found at the United Way of Gratiot in Isabella County website. But it looks like it's going to be a nice evening. Include a strolling dinner, open bar with beer and wine, especially cocktails, a silent auction, Alma College 2019 Festival of Carols preview, and much, much more.
Hey, it sounds like a great event. You know, United Way of Gratiot Isabella County, they do incredible work. Partnering and just making the quality of life better for so many people and families. And so great time to celebrate that work and be part of that. So encourage those folks who are, you know, behind that and passionate about that with United Way to check that event out. And a great opportunity to see the Opera House.
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's
beautiful. They've done an incredible job. And what a huge, huge asset and new addition to the downtown in Alma.
Yeah, it was, and the way they finished it. I mean, I know that we've been there a couple of times for a couple of different events, and I mean, you just walk in and you feel like you're walking into history, but yet it's modern too, you know. And just to be up in the ballroom or the main conference room, whatever is called there, it's just, I mean, you almost get the chills the first time I was there, just knowing what has happened, how that's come, and then where it is now.
Absolutely.
And they showcase some of that history as you're walking in the main entrance there. So if you do go early, so you have time to kind of take it all in and see some of that and just get a good experience there. So again, tickets to that, www.uwgic.org. And that's the folks there at United Way. I froze with them last week doing a they call it Fill a Mayflower food drive. It was up in Mount Pleasant, so not Gratiot County, but great people at the United Way there. They do a lot for the area, as you said, and
I've been experienced with them to deliver the stuff to your bus to all the schools out in Ashley and Fulton is where I attended, and that was a great thing. So thank United Way for all they do for our county.
Yeah, absolutely. And then getting back to some other stuff that's going on, Gratiot County Players, their play that's going on right now, Miss Bennett Christmas.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a gem in our county. Over the last few years, I've had a chance to, our kids have participated in the Summer Youth Workshop that they put on. In addition, our kids have auditioned for a couple other plays, most recently Mary Poppins. And I tell you what, the quality of talent that exists in Gratiot County is absolutely top-notch. And, of course, I'm a little biased. Little Jane and Michael were my kids, Vivian and Beau, and I think they killed it. I think they did a great job, and it boosts confidence. I've seen our kids grow through that program.
Oh, absolutely.
So more than just the show, what they're producing and people and just pulling out, you know, the talent, it's pretty crazy. Tom and Kate Glover, they've been in charge of the Summer Youth Workshop the last few years. They know far more patient than I would ever be. But they just put on incredible shows, and this is something that, you know, you don't want to miss a show, because all kinds of talent show up and you're always surprised, like, who's got the lead role and who's doing what and who's singing, and the people we live and breathe with right here in our county, and they're just, it's good stuff. So,
and sometimes people that you just never see
in
a day in and day out type situation with them professionally or socially. And then to see them in that role up on stage can be kind of just whoop.
And it's inspiring, you know? And to know that this exists right here, like I said, it's a gem.
Yeah.
And the sets and the costumes and the music and the lighting, it's a lot for Gratiot County. There's a lot of talent in all sides of the
Well, then even take it a step further, what they've done with the actual theater, keeping that. Again, we talk asset with the Opera House. The Strand is an asset for that downtown area, for them giving the facelift to the up front, and just the things that they've done with that. So show dates for that is December 6th, 7th, and 8th, and then that following weekend, the 13th, 14th, and 15th, to go check that play out. And we'd encourage you to support those folks, and they sell those out. So get tickets early and go support the Gratiot County players down there. So. Michelle, being an ambassador with the Chamber of Commerce, there's a couple of events coming up in late December, right? December 17th, there's two things going on with the Gratiot County Chamber of Commerce.
Yes. First, we have the Gratiot Young Professional Network. It's a new group that is forming for young professionals up to the age of 40. They meet once a month. This month, they are meeting at 8 a.m. at the Highland Blush on December 17th. And so we asked the young folks of Alma area, Ithaca, Breckenridge, Ashley, Fulton, the whole Gratiot County to come together so that you can network and broaden your horizons with all the businesses that are going in, around in our county. And then after that, we have business after hours that evening on December 17th out at Alma Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. Their building, after their fire last year, has reopened, and they are welcoming all of Gratiot County community to come out and check out the new building and enjoy that from 5:30 to 8:30.
And unfortunately, I guess I will speak for myself, Michelle, but
you're not resigning already.
I'm not resigning already.
All right. Thank you.
But
you started that
way.
I've
kind of on the outside been watching this Gratiot Young Professionals Network, and it's kind of taken off. It's a great idea. I wish I could be there, but I can't. One of us can here this room.
I'll let you know how that goes.
Okay, there we go. I mean, 41. I mean, I could probably pass still.
You could, yes.
But
I passed that far ago.
I'm still in. So
you're still in.
There you go. You're going to represent Get Going Gratiot. So
hopefully I am a young professional. So
you are.
Hear how that goes, Adam, when you attend on December 17th. So check it out. It's a good group. I've heard good things about it. So
they're having a lot of fun and learning a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's good. I mean, that just goes to show you just some of the things that are happening around this area that just, you know, newer things. I know there's a lot of folks out there that are trying to think outside of the box and just come up with some stuff that maybe we weren't doing, but maybe we should be doing as a community. And it's really cool to see some of that stuff. And
some traditions.
Yeah. You know? The stuff's still
stuff
there
that,
too.
That you know, we do every year that draws families in, that makes you want to stay home for the holidays, literally. And so the stuff we just talked about, I mean, what incredible things that are happening right here in Gratiot County.
Absolutely. I mean, if you, are listening and some of these things, or maybe several of these things you haven't seen or done, take the time to maybe do one. Start with one, go to it. Because there's so much that's going on, especially in the month of December in this county, in this area, that are just, I mean, it's just quality stuff that, that a lot of times we think that you got to drive to Lansing or, you know, Traverse City or Grand Rapids. Or who knows where to experience. And we have that right here in our rural Gratiot area. And we just have a lot of good folks that put on a lot of good experiences for folks throughout the county. So.
And a lot of great opportunities to, you know, just hit other great local businesses. And this part of this is going to be, you know, from parades to, you know, all kinds of events that are happening. Get a chance to get your feet around a table, have a meal in a lot of our great local restaurants. And we'll be talking more about those later down the road. But there is just a lot of good things right here. And so this is just a small piece of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's wind down this first. I'm told I couldn't say it was the birth show, even though I really feel that it is. So,
hey, so, I guess it
so
is
at
not.
The end,
I guess it is.
At the end, I cleverly added that. But anyway, since we are just kind of shutting down and wrapping things up here, hopefully you've stuck with us for this 23 minutes to this point, and hopefully you've seen that. Yes, they are amateurs, but maybe they do have kind of a message to share. And some value to bring to you, and you'll tune into us for that next one, and the one after that, and the one after that. But let's close down. I mean, we're recording this on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. They will not hear this, or you're not hearing this now until after Thanksgiving. But I think it doesn't just happen on one day. Wes, what are you thankful for?
Oh, loaded question, Adam. But
we talked about this before we started.
I know, but. You know, it's one of those things where the small things, you think about clean water, and I'm just talking like, you know, I'm not trying to get all gushy on anybody here. Apparently I can cry easy, but nobody can see that here, right?
Right.
You watch Frozen 2, haven't you?
Not yet.
Oh, well, then you don't want to.
But, you know, just the car that I drive, the meal that I'm going to have on my table tomorrow for Thanksgiving, and the people I'll share it with. You know, those are the things that, you know, you reflect on and say, man, I'm pretty blessed. And in a lot of people's worlds, I'm rich. So just so thankful for the place I live, the people around me, the life I get to do with everybody in this area, and looking forward to just taking a little bit of break, to be honest with you, and resting and enjoying the Thanksgiving season.
Well, very good. Yeah. Michelle, what are you thankful for?
Again, like you, that's a loaded question, but I am thankful for many things. Obviously, family and friends, Gratiot County, it is an awesome place to live. We have so much going on. We have the volunteers that we need, and it's fun. If anybody's bored in the month of December, then we can help them find stuff to do. If you're by yourself, go ahead and do it. I'm thankful for the opportunity for anybody to get out and do things. And obviously, I'm thankful for the two of you, for us all getting together and sending out our positive vibes and having fun and wanting other people in our county to have a great time and get going.
What about you, Adam?
Well, like you guys, I'm thankful for lots, and we'd spend the rest of the day going through that list. But, you know, family and friends. But most of all, I mean, I'm thankful for what God's given me as far as the health, the ambition, the drive to go out and do what I do, and that could be a number of things, finding people houses, you know, serving and providing for my family, spreading messages or helping with the community like we're doing here. We're also thankful, and this is maybe answering for the group here, for the others in this community that are leaders that do so much for our community that aren't sitting here with us on this podcast. We will not name names because we don't want to leave anybody out. And it's not fair to do that, but there are just so many people in this community.
We have a very generous
that we
community.
are thankful for as a group. I know we did not talk about that, but I know that I can answer that for everybody here.
Yeah, and I think too, just to you know, tag off that real fast here as we wrap up. You know, hopefully this is an opportunity for all of us to you know get going. Gratiot isn't just a fancy little jingle, but. As we get together and talk, hopefully this does get people going and get them involved and to use the gifts that, and resources that we've been given to just make a continued impact. And I think that, you know, when we start with a heart of thankfulness and what we have and what we've been, the resources we have to do what we can do, it gets us going.
Yeah.
And so that's what we want to do here. We want to get Gratiot going.
Absolutely. Don't just live in Gratiot. Be Gratiot, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Get going, Gratiot.
Get going, Gratiot.
Well,
with that, we do have to get going. So it's been fun. We'll see you guys next time. Look for our Facebook posts for updates on who the guest will be. We'll try to give the audience a chance, maybe as much notice as we can, so if they have questions for that guest, they can ask, and we'll try to get some of those answered. So until next time, Michelle and Wes and Adam signing out. Get going, Gratiot.